When the father died, and now the children take the Yerusha, want to divide up their father's property, is Bezdin Mamidim Lem Apotropis. If they're Ketanim, if the Yisoyimim are small kids, so they don't know how to take care of the property themselves, so Bezdin appoints somebody to take care for them. Rashi L'chol Echad. If each person Bezdin appoints an Apotropis, somebody to watch over the fields, and Uboirim Lehem Chelek Yofa, and they make a chaluka. Now the apotropis separates the fields and takes good portions for each one of them. The halacha is now higdilu. When these kids grow up, yecholim limchos. If each one says, "I don't like the portion I got," even though first Bezdin made that portion, they have a right to say, "We don't want it," and there'll be yecholim limchos. They could like disagree and do it over again. But Rav Nachman, the day of Rav Nachman himself says, "No." Higdilu, if these children grow up later, is ein yecholim limchos. They can't disagree, they can't do over again the chalukah, the division that was made already. Why? The imkem, because if so, makoyich bezdin yofa. That is a svara of makoyich bezdin yofa. When bezdin does something, we don't go against it. There at the beginning, when you were children, bezdin separated the fields and gave you this one, that one. Later, when you grow up, you have no right to go against, disagree what bezdin said. You have to stay with your portions. All right, turn over. So we see from here that Rav Nachman himself holds Makoyich Bezdin Yofa. When Bezdin says something, that's it. It goes. You can't go against what Bezdin says. So that's the stira. How could Rav Nachman say we paskin like Rebbe that the Bittul Haget is good? And here Rav Nachman says you can't go against what Bezdin says. So here's the big difference. Hosa Mamoina. By money matters, then we always say like Bezdin has a Koyach of Hefka, Bezdin Hefka. So whatever Bezdin says goes. Parochi Sura, here is the Shal Nisurim. Like here was saying, when the husband was Mevatel the get, Midiraisa, it's a Bittul Haget. So once the Bittul helps, here we do not say Makoyach Bezdin Yofa, that Bezdin should say, like we have these three four Svarim. Av Kinner Rabban Legedushim Minei, and to say like the get is no good, to say the get is still good. Now since Midiraisa here, the husband was Mevatel the get. Just as Bezdin said, don't do that. Bezdin said, don't be mevatel the get, shloi b'fnei hashliach. So since Bezdin said not to do it, so good, you're not supposed to do it. But if you did do it though, since it's a shal here b'surim, we say the get is chal, and we don't say like you're still married. If he was mevatel the get, we say the bittel is called a good bittel. We say the get is no good, and they still remain married. This person, Gidol Bar Eloi, sent to get to his wife. Also, the shliach went. The shliach found his wife. She was sitting and she was sewing. She was navla, Rashi says. Aregis, she was weaving. Oh, my law. So he said, the shliach said to her, "Ho gitcha, here's your get, your husband is sending you get." Armula, she said back to him, "Zil hashta, go away now. I'm too busy now. But but come back again tomorrow." She didn't want to stop sewing now to get. She said, "Go home today and come back tomorrow." So the shliach went back to the husband, Ozla got baby, Armulay, and he told her what happened. So Posach, the husband, when he heard this, the husband opened up and said, Posach v'yomar, Boruch HaTov Yemeitiv. Like Boruch Hashem, Boruch HaTov Yemeitiv. So the question is now, what did the husband mean to say? So Rabbi says, Boruch HaTov Yemeitiv, V'loi Boto Gita. Holy saying, Boruch HaTov Yemeitiv, but he does not mean to move out of the get. Therefore, if the shliach gives the get tomorrow, he still has a right to give over the get. Rav Oma, Baruch HaTov Yemeitiv, Ubato Gita. By Baruch HaTov Yemeitiv means to say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy you didn't give her the get." In other words, we see the husband's das is, he doesn't want this get to be a get anymore. So the fact he said, Baruch HaTov Yemeitiv, that's like telling us, "I don't want this get to be a good get, therefore the get is bottle." So all right, the question is, if the husband knew the husband ran away, we didn't ask him, we only heard the husband say these words of Baruch HaTov Yemeitiv. The machlokes Abaye v'Rava, what does it mean? So Gemara says, "B'maikim iflugi." What's the machlokes over here? Abaye v'Rava. So Gemara says, "B'gilu daita b'gita k'miflugi." Machlokes is by gilu das. If we just see his mind, his megali opens up his mind to us. Does that help I get or not? So Rashi says, "She'ena chofetz oid b'shlichazeh." The husband never says clearly, "Mavatl, I'm stopping you." We only see his megaladas, he shows us in his mind that he does not want his get anymore, he does not want the shlichus. Is that good or not? We see that's what is in his mind. That means nothing. Just showing us your mind means nothing. If you'll speak up and tell us what's clearly, you could be mevatel the get. But Kozman, you did not speak up and tell the shlich, I don't want you to be a shlich anymore. Just as the gilu das, like we understand, that's what you meant. That's not enough to break a get. For Rava, Sav, Rava holds no, gilu daita v'gita milsa, yes. And we see things clearly, that we understand that's what's in the mind of the husband. Like over here, when the husband said this lashon of Baruch HaTov Yametiv, when he heard that his wife did not take the get today, he said, Baruch HaTov Yametiv, we like see that really the husband does not want the get to go through. So that's enough of a gilu das to say the husband does not want the get, and therefore we say, consider it as if he was mevato the shlichus. Omar Rav Rav says, Minah Minula, how do I know this? How do I know to say that gilu daita helps? Minah Minula, through our sheshes ashkele gita lugavra bakorche. Rav Sheshes also once had a case that he forced a man to give a get to his wife. The Yomalul Sadi said, then Rav Sheshes told the two Edim, Yomalul Sadi Hochi, that Omar Lechur Rav Sheshes, Levato Gita. Rav Sheshes Omar Lechem, Vani Shemati, the Levato Gita to Mevato the get. Now, that's what he heard over. So the Yatzacher Rosh Hashanah Gita Achrina, and Rosh Hashanah said he has to make another get. So Alma, we see him, Mishum, the Golid died to be too late. So what happened here? Rosh Hashanah took a get from a person, and the Yomalul Asadis, and then the person told the Edim that Hochiyom, this is what Rosh Hashanah said, Levato Gita, Ashibi, Levato the get. So even though we didn't hear clearly the husband saying, Bitla get, but we understand that's what he meant, and Rosh Hashanah is automatically said to make another get. So you see, bitl helps. But the Abaye says, "Otter Rosh Hashanah mevato gita the yinish hevei." Is the pshat that Rosh Hashanah could he be mevato the get of a husband? What does Rosh Hashanah have to do with this man's get? Well, here the pshat was iyu botla. The pshat was here. The husband said clearly he was mevato the get. Why the kamal uhochi? Why did he just say over Rosh Hashanah said so? Mishum the ponui. Because Rashi is the Vinyodim Amakin Vachetunois, the Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Because the people there, Rosh Hashanah's men, and there was the bullies of Rosh Hashanah, like to force this. There was a team there to force this man to give a get. So the man was afraid to say that he means to be battle the get. Because if he would say that, they'd go and beat him up again. So what he said over is that Rosh Hashanah said to be battle the get. But here, as Rabbi is saying, here is better than Stam Megillah Das. Not just that he's showing us his mind, it's as if he's telling us clearly he wants to be mevatel the get. Trust, he can't speak it out clearly because he's afraid he'll get beaten up. So therefore, this is considered like he said it out clearly. But in the case, but just by Baruch HaTov Yametiv, that we don't know clearly that's what he meant, we just understand like that, then Abaye says that's no good. So then now, Omer Abaye says, Mino Aminula, how do I know my Yisrael? The Rabbi Yehuda Ashkele Gita Lechasta the Rabbi Yirmiya be right. Same thing. Rabbi Yehuda once took a get from his son-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda Botle. He's mevatel the get. So you see here also the Gilodas. Tona Ashkele Yabatle. Hoda Tona Vyashkele Korcho was taken by Korcho. Vyomlu Lasada Yasivu. So what happened was he forced him to give a get, and as soon as he gave the get, right away, he said, I'm mevatel the get. Happened one time, so he did the get over a second time. And again the guy said, I'm being mevatel botli. Again the husband was mevatel the get. Hoda tona v'yashli akorcha v'yomlu asadi. Now, he told the Edim here, oisivu korib yonaychu. Put like cotton into your ears. V'kosla and go write this get. And as you don't hear what the husband says. So even though the husband is talking and saying, don't do it, that you don't hear. You only heard the husband first say, go and write the get. Then stick the cotton in your ears. That was the case. Now, this Gilu tell me now. But if you understand what the husband means, even though he doesn't speak it out, that's nothing about to get. If so, here the Koroid Basrayu. Here the Adim see the way the husband is running after them. True, the Adim can't hear the husband because they have cotton in their ears. But if he's just a smurrer, Gilu Dat, you know what the husband means, for sure, like you know he means to tell you, don't give the get. And still the get was good here. So that's a proof to Abaya that Gilu Das alone is not enough. We have to hear it from the husband directly. For Rava says no. Hide the Koroi Basa could be here. It's not even Gilu Das over here. Here, just on the fact you see the husband running after you, you know what it could be. Tiyomalu Osho Havlu Haya. It could mean the husband just means to tell these Adim, go do it fast. I mean, it could be he's agreeing to the get. He's telling them, do it fast. That all my pain should be over. So that's why here Rava says it doesn't help. In other words, here this Gilu Das, we do not know 100%. That's what the husband meant. If the Adim now just see the husband running after them, but they can't hear the husband, maybe the husband just means to tell them, go fast and give the get fast. Let me get it over with. So if you have a doubt what it means, then they both agree that's not called Gilu Das. Our machlekes is, well, like we know for sure what the husband means, just he didn't speak it out. So if that's machlekes Abaye Rava. Yeah. For Yom Rabbi, Abaye says, how do I know this? To Yehud is a man, the Yom Malu, he said over, Elo Yastina Tlosiyam, if I don't come back within 30 days, Levigit, he gives a get to his wife, and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be a good get. Also, Poska Mavra, at the end of the 30 days, he wanted to come back, but he missed the boat. Omalu, he said over, Chazud Yasoy, Chazud Yasoy, see I'm here, see I'm here. Like I mean to be here. The Yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Loishim HaMasi, it's not cool coming back. So who you see, even though the person wants to be Mavato the get, nothing doing. Lamaisa the get is still a good get. For Rava says over there, Otto Hossam, Leftu Legita boy. Over there, does the husband mean to tell us he wants to be Mavato the get? That's not what he's talking about over there. Hossam the Kiyuma Tanoika boy. Volaikaim Tanoi. There the case is, he wants to be Mekayim is Tanai. Like he gave her a get. And he said, only if I don't come back within 30 days. So the only way to stop the get is by coming back. So the husband is only saying, here, see, I'm back. But Lamaisi is not back. He missed the boat. He can't get over. He can't come to this side. But since Lamaisi is not here, that's why the get is called a good get. But it has nothing to do with Gilu Das. All right, we'll stop here. Holding. Yeah, let's know we're holding by Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, right before the big lines. Who to happen the case? Who the Omalo? Iloy Nisiv Natlosin Yomin. A man told his wife that if I don't make Nisuyin, if I don't make Chuppah with you within 30 days, Lehevigita, this get should be a good get. In other words, he gave his wife. They only had Kedushin, they had Erisin, and he gave his wife a get now, saying on a Tanai that if I don't make the Chuppah within 30 days. Then the get should take place. So it happened was Kimotit Losin Yom, when it came to the end of 30 days, Omalhu, the husband told his wife, Hotarachno, I tried very hard to make the Nisuyin, to make the Chuppah, but I just can't do it. He's like an onus. So the question is the get good or not? So Gemara says, Lamai Nechish, what should we be afraid about? Lamai Nechish lo. Imishum Unsev, you want to say maybe it's an onus, no, he's like not at fault, that really he wanted to make the Chuppah, just he couldn't do it. So maybe the get should not be chal. We hold no ein oynes begitten. We hold there's no tainus oynes. If you made a condition that you make nisuyin, and lamaisa you did not make the nisuyin, so therefore the get is chal. Imishum gilu daita begita. If you want to tell him maybe because there's a problem, the husband showed us his mind that he does not want the get to take place. So Gemara says on this, it's plukta dabai of a rova. This is the machlekes Abaye v'Rav, and we'll soon gonna see we pass him like Abaye to say Gilu Daita does not help. Therefore, over here the get is a good get. Another case was a Hudi Yomalhu, a husband told his wife, Eloi Nisivna L'Resh Yarcha D'Yad. If I don't marry you, if I don't make Nisuyin the Chuppah by Resh Chodesh Adar, is Levigita. So he only had Kedushin so far, and he gave his wife a get, telling him if I don't make the Nisuyin the Chuppah by Adar, then the get should take place. What happened was, when it came to Adar, Omalu, the husband told his wife, I just can't make the chuppah right now. And Anol Resh Yachad Nisan Amri, that I meant like I want to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In other words, again, it's like an onus, he just can't do it right now. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, L'may Nechesh Lo, what are you afraid about? Like this get is a good get. If you want to say the husband's an oinis, like really he would like to give the, he would like to make the chuppah, just he can't. We hold ein oinis begitin, that doesn't mean anything. Lamaisa, you did not make the chuppah, so the get is a good get. If because you're showing us your mind is that you do not want to get to take place, but again, pluta the abaya v'rova. This is totally the machlokes abaya v'rova, and we'll soon see we passing like abaya. Now the Gemara comes out to Hilchasa. What's the maskana? What's the halacha? Kinachman. First, the first machlokes we have, we pass like Rav Nachman. Rashi says the Yom Eliel bitul b'fnei shnayim. If the eved you went and you mavatel the get not in front of the shliach, but in front of two people, but the eved the get is called good. And the eved the bitul is called the good bitul. The get is no good. You could be mavatel the get. And also the Gemara says Hilchasa Kinachman. We also pass like the second halacha of Rav Nachman. Like Rashi says, the Yom Ha'alocha K'Rabbi B'Shtayim, that Rav Nachman before said, we pass like Rabbi in both parts, to say that B'di'evid, if the husband was mevatel the get, not in front of the shliach, the bitl helps, we do not say, Ma'koich Bezdin Yofer, and therefore the get is not a good get. And we also pass, we just had in front of two is enough. And the Hilchus,